You're listening to SBS News.
President Donald Trump insists he easily wins the presidential election if all of what he called the legal votes are counted. Without producing any evidence to support his allegations, he accuses the Democrats of being complicit in widespread fraud.
Democrat officials never believed they could win this election, honestly. I really believe that. That's why they did the mail-in ballots, where there's tremendous corruption and fraud going on.
The outcome rests on the final results in several key states, including Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Donald Trump is taking legal action in several states, demanding either recounts or the suspension of further vote counting. He cited Pennsylvania as an example of why his legal action is needed.
We were up by nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I won Pennsylvania by a lot. And that gets whittled down to, I think they said now we're up by 90,000 votes. And they'll keep coming and coming and coming. They find them all over. And they don't want us to have any observers, although we won a court case. The judge said you have to have observers. Likewise in Georgia, and they're appealing. Actually, they're appealing. We won a case that we want people to watch, and we want observers, and they're actually appealing, which is sort of interesting. I wonder why they'd appeal, that all we want to do is have people watch as they do the vote tabulations.
The stakes are high in that state because if Joe Biden is declared the winner in Pennsylvania, where vote counting continues into the night, he could be the next president of the United States by securing the 270 Electoral College votes required. Pennsylvania's Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, says votes continue to be counted from the state's 67 counties. She says election officials are ensuring every vote is accurately and securely recorded.
The overwhelming majority of ballots will be counted by Friday. I still think that we're ahead of the schedule, and we actually already have counted the overwhelming majority of ballots, but because it's a close race, it's not quite clear yet who the winner is.
Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jennifer O'Malley-Dillon, says Donald Trump has only gone to the courts because he knows he's losing.
Voters have turned out in record numbers for the vice president, and because of that, and because he sees the same data we do and knows he is losing, Donald Trump continues to push a flailing strategy designed to prevent people's votes from being counted. What we're seeing on these legal suits are that they are meritless and nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
Joe Biden has increased his lead in Nevada and Arizona and is chipping away at Donald Trump's advantage in Georgia and Pennsylvania. Mr. Biden has called for calm as the counting continues. He says he and his choice of Vice President Kamala Harris are both confident of an eventual victory.
We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners. So I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed, and we'll know very soon. So thank you all for your patience, but we have to count the votes.
Towards the end of his news conference, Donald Trump again asserted his reasons for legal action.
We can't be disgraced by having something like this happen. So it will be hopefully cleared up, maybe soon, I hope soon, but it'll probably go through a process, a legal process, and as you know, I've claimed certain states, and he's claiming states, and we can both claim the states, but ultimately I have a feeling judges are going to have to rule. But there's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country.
Several U.S. TV networks stopped broadcasting Mr. Trump's speech shortly after he started speaking over concerns about misinformation. But CNN and Fox News carried his remarks in full. Greg Diet, SBS News. We'll be right back.